Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach family. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing radio tonight. We do radio every Wednesday night. Wednesdays are our super powerful, charged up, ready to take over the world days. Really, all that boils down to is we do a lot of work on Wednesdays. We do work in our communities. We always do work in our communities. But Wednesdays are that day where we are working on ourselves. We are working on building better versions of our understanding. We're taking some of the knowledge that we have and we're applying it to our life, to our relationships, you know, to our family. We're taking the time to clean our shrines and spend some time rededicating ourselves to the very energies that dedicate themselves to us. And so this is what we do every Wednesday. Why? Because it's good for us. Because it's natural. Because it's healthy. Because it keeps our spirit strong. Because it keeps negativity away. There are 1,000 reasons why we have to spend this time building ourselves. Does it have to be Wednesday? No, you can do this every day of the week. You can do this 7 days a week, twice on Sunday if you wanted to. But considering that most of us work a job, have house responsibilities, family responsibilities, it gets difficult to do this every day. And really, it shouldn't be. This should be as natural as waking up, breathing, and then thanking God for the breath he just took. It should be that easy, that simple. It should fall in line. Honestly, we allow work to dictate our time. We allow, sometimes we allow family obligations to dictate what we do with our time, with our life. And so it becomes necessary to say, no matter what else I have going on, I'm going to stop and take this time to build this muscle, this spiritual muscle. Okay? And that's what we do every Wednesday. I look forward to it. I look forward to switching gears a little bit. I look forward to having to kind of giving a little pushback. Hey, no, I'm fasting. I can't, you know, every Wednesday I fast. Yeah, you know, and when you're fasting, that definitely puts a lot of pressure in there for you to say, I need to reserve my energy. That's all fasting does for me. It's not, you know, man, I think all in every culture, they fast. But for me, it's an opportunity to get myself together. It's an opportunity to have less energy. Therefore, you can't do as much. Imagine that. You're going to have to pull back. So, you know, I love my fast. I love my Wednesdays. I love my whites. All of these things help to get me in the right mindset to do the other work that I need to do. So, love Wednesdays. And so, of course, naturally, it would make sense for me to say, okay, let's do radio on Wednesday. In the middle of, you know, I start my shrine duties. Sometimes I start them on Sunday and get done on Wednesday. But, you know, I try to start them early enough so that I'm complete by Wednesday. But, you know, whether you're in the middle of your shrine duties, whether you're breaking your fast good, you know, no matter where you are in your study, it's always wonderful to get together and say, okay, what do we need to learn today? And even if it is, what are we going to review today? Even if this is review for you, even if you already know the answer, it's okay. It's good to go through review. It's good for you to think and rethink some ideas. There have been many a day many a time, many a circumstance, where I just knew I was doing what I was supposed to do. And then after I examined it a little bit, after I got in and got to looking around, I was like, you know what? This is not what I need to be doing. I 100% need to slow this puppy down. And so I hope everyone is in the practice of taking the time to see what do you need to look at? What do we need to examine? How do we need to examine it? And so that way we can say, okay, look, I know what this is. I know what I need to do, or I know what I don't need to do. Sometimes knowing what you don't need to do can be just as valuable as knowing what you do need to do, okay? But that's Wednesdays. We do this every week, family, okay? Now, last week's show. Last week was such an interesting show. It's called God Order My Steps. And I love this show because it was, you know, we always speak about God ordering our steps. We speak about we ready to do God's work. And we speak about, you know, use me, God, use me. We say these words, right? But we say these words in situations that we feel good and comfortable in, okay? And in situations we don't feel comfortable, ain't nobody hollering, use me. In those situations that have been mentally difficult, ain't nobody jumping up and down talking about, use me, Lord. Order my steps right back to where I just thought I left. And so it's an interesting idea and concept to ask God to order your steps. You know, and it's like, really, how many of us give God the steering wheel? How many people will get out of the car, sit in the passenger seat, and then go to sleep? Now, that's trust. That's trust. So, you know, really in the middle of speaking about God order my steps, we were speaking about trusting God. We were speaking about being honest with ourselves and with God. We were speaking about preparing ourselves for when God is going to use us. All of that is absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. But the show was about, number one, how to do it, how and what to happen when God is ordering you to do something that you don't really want to do, okay? It happens. It happens. It happens all the time. We have to prepare ourselves for that, okay? I know there's been situations where God has asked me, and I remember the situation so clear. There's a sister who had a really, I'm going to say, rough disposition, okay? Is that fair to say? And not the nicest thing in the world. And God told me, he's going to bite you, you know? So I'm like, she don't have to bite me. I don't have to talk to her. I don't have to bother her. If she's going to be biting people, I would prefer not, God. And God was like, but I need you to speak to her. I need you to work with her. I said, but I remember this conversation. I said, but God, you just said she's going to bite me. He's like, she is. She's going to bite you. It ain't going to kill you. It's going to be a little nip, like a puppy nipping at you. And it's going to irritate you. Not only is she going to bite you, but I need you not to smack her nose. Now, everybody knows, you know, you're training a dog, they bite you, smack them on the nose. I said, okay, wait a minute, God. You want me to work with her, even though she's going to bite me. And I can't pop her? You cannot pop her. And I'm like, God, why would you ask me to do that? And, you know, the answer was, right now you're the only one that can. You're the only one that's going to listen when I say help her. You're the only one that's going to be able to allow her to bite you without it killing, you know, without you being all dramatic, going to, you are the one. You're set up to do this. I've empowered you and educated you to do this. And her bite ain't going to kill you. Slight inconvenience. But you're going to help her, put her on a right path so that she'll stop doing this at all. And so, of course, I'm following instructions. I'm helping. I'm really helping. I'm like, this is making a total turnaround. And I'm like, yo, this is awesome. Ba, 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 ba. Bing. There she goes. She bit me. I said, ah. It almost reflex. You want to pop? Nope, I did not. And so when God is ordering your steps like that, when God is asking you to be uncomfortable for the sake of the overall goodness, when God is asking you to stretch yourself, be like, oh, God, I do not feel comfortable being on camera. Are you sure you need me on camera? Yes, I need you on camera. Everything's on camera, dear. You got to go on camera. Okay, God, yes. You see what I'm saying? So it was a good show. It was a great show, in my opinion. If you want to listen to it live, all you have to do is go into the archive. You could go into A Wonderful Approach Facebook page that has all the shows. It is definitely worth listening to if you didn't get a chance to listen to it live. Because we all have to really get to that understanding of what it means to follow orders. We don't follow orders. We don't listen to parents. We don't, you know, there's so much that we don't do. You know, there was a time, honor thy mother and father, and that meant whatever mom and dad said, that's what you were going to do. No questions asked. Don't nobody do that nowadays. Shoot, people be writing off their mamas now. See what I'm saying? Don't nobody listen like that. Job says get there at 9 o'clock in the morning. What time do we get there? You know, for me, I get there when I get there, okay? But, you know, we don't follow orders anymore. So to have your highest authority give you an order, reflex kicks in. Oh, I don't do that. And so this program really kind of helped us to see, you need to, honey. You need to do it, and you need to do it now. And so, like I said, if you did get a chance to listen to it live, take a moment, listen to it, see where you get. See how ready you are to order, to listen to orders. See how ready you are for God to order your steps, okay? All right, so today we're talking about affirmations. I know why this came about. You know, this is a spirit-led program. A Wonderful Approach is a spiritual, educational organization. We work to understand God, get closer to God, and to educate ourselves about the best way to go about handling real-life issues on a godly level, okay? So we're doing big things. So when it comes to affirmations, they are so powerful that we have to talk about them. We can't let this topic go. We have to go and start building affirmations. And so I had my affirmations change on me. Now, that I thought that was kind of strange because, you know, once you get an affirmation, once you said it every day, once you've done all this, and you get used to seeing it, you know, affirmations, they are words. I suggest everybody put these words in places where you can see them. Mine were right on my bathroom door. And, you know, hey, every time I am in my room, every time I have to go, I see these affirmations, I say these affirmations, right? And over years, I know these affirmations. I'm not even looking at them anymore. You know what I'm saying? They're just kind of there. And then about a month ago, God asked me to change them. I said, oh, okay. are they not right? You know, they're fine. They're fine. But something I wasn't asking for. There was something I wasn't comfortable asking for, so therefore I didn't ask. There were things I was not comfortable with creating expectations for, so I didn't. But then I'm like, but now I have a gap in my life. Now there are things that are missing that belong to me. You know, when you, God is very clear about the promises he has for you. God is very clear about what he's asking you to do. And in return, he grants you this, this, and this. Very clear, not a question, right? So here I am. I'm like, okay, I got to get this. I got to get this right. I got to work on this. And so I changed my affirmations. And it has truly, truly made a difference. And then I did something I never, ever do. I made a copy of them, and I took it to work. So I have my affirmations at home in my private setting, and I have them at work. And I was like, girl, you are just out there. Nope, I can't help it. I can't help it. There's not a beginning or an end to where my spirituality is. There's not a beginning or an end to how I am operating with people, any people. So why would there be, you know, why would I walk into work and leave all my spirit out? I can't. You don't. So this is just where I was. So these here affirmations, number one, they're long, but they are something I'm going to share. I'm going to share a number of affirmations. I'm going to tell you how to make your own. I'm going to open up the phone lines for those that would like to share their affirmations. I can tell that these words, that affirmations are important and were going to become more and more important when they kept coming up at retreat. At retreat, which is a spirit-led program over, let me see, over 3 days, two nights, a lot of work. We get so much work done during retreat, you know, it is almost like all the other stuff feels like cheating because we're so in there and intense, right? But this is when we're getting the work done. And I want to also open up the phone lines for those that would like to share their affirmations. I would like to open up the phone lines for people that have tried it and been like, I didn't really see nothing. It wasn't that cool with me. Whatever. I just want to hear about it. You know, we need to share about it. You know, to me, getting readings, doing readings, everybody wants to know about the money. Everybody wants to know about the girl. Everybody wants to know about the guy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. And to me, affirmations are magical words that you can plant within yourself and have them bloom in your reality. You know, affirmations are a way of manifesting. And people are like, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm not a manifester, but we are. But you are. And this is how we build. This is how we grow. This is how we make things happen. And it's wonderful. It is wonderful. Okay? So we're going to be getting into all of that. And if you've ever tried before to create an affirmation or to have it just part of your life, this is a great show to try to think, okay, what can I change? What do I need to do? Maybe I need to change the location. It doesn't make any sense to have a great affirmation in a book that you don't read, that you don't look at. So this is the kind of things we're doing today, okay, that we're doing tonight. We're going to spend some time in this. So as we're getting started, though, I have a caller that would like to speak. You know, I love my callers. the callers really kind of help set the tone. And so while we're getting everything situated, I'm going to grab this caller right here. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
I am good, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I won't complain. I will not do that. I am good.
Okay.
That is an affirmation.
Okay.
I just wanted to share my three. And
okay.
I say my three because I really put some thought into some stuff after we did the devotion. And
mm-hmm.
there are things still in play from there. And these affirmations are very important to me. And they're probably
Amen.
A lot different than other folks. And maybe, you know, mine will change or get, you know, get, well, actually, I think I added one on. But I'm really putting the intent in with this to the point where
mm-hmm.
you just mentioned books. So I think I told you before that I like to read to my ancestors. So the book that I was reading to them, we finished it. So it's done. So I had to find a whole
mm-hmm.
new book.
Amen.
That's kind of hard to do. It's kind of hard to do because it's like, what do I think that they really want to hear? And what do I think I need to know at the same time? So, you know, it's a win-win for all of us. So I was like, well, I found one based, it's called Coffee Self-Talk. And it tells you basically to tell yourself affirmations as you drink your coffee on a daily basis, like right now they're in ritualization. So that's the steps that they're going through. So
mm-hmm.
I am reading it as a commitment. I'm not really into self-help books, so it's that challenge. And
uh-huh.
I am definitely going to try to absorb what I get out of it. But
mm-hmm.
before doing that, I put my three affirmations, which I really am trying my hardest, even though I stumble, I'm trying my hardest, I'm doing what I can do to improve on a daily basis. But the first one is, I am obedient. That's what I'm striving
mm.
for. I need to say
mm-hmm.
that so that I can remember that I am obedient. So whatever I do, I need to make sure I am obedient in that. It is extremely difficult, but it is something
mm-hmm.
that my mind needs to relate to and strive for. My other one is I am protected. And I've been going through things, and I see the
mm-hmm.
protection in it, no matter how frustrating it is. So
mm-hmm.
that is there. And I know, like, it's not only is an affirmation, but it's a manifestation. So I can understand
yes.
that, and I appreciate that. And my other one is, I am love, and I know I am.
Amen.
And I think it shows on the outside more than it has ever before. So, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have more that I'm building up to because growth is a slow process. But
Amen.
I am doing what I can do, and I appreciate the affirmations. I have them up on a mirror.
Yes.
And I'm not saying I say them every single day because I don't want my line to nobody, but I try to see them every day. And
mm-hmm.
when they do come to the forefront of my brain, I will say them to myself aloud.
Awesome. Super awesome. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end of this. You know what I'm saying? We just have to do that. But it's a process, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to make time to do it. You have to believe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to begin to believe the word. You know, that's the biggest part of this. How do I believe these words? How do I incorporate these words in my life? And so that is how we're going to make this happen. So So thank you so much for sharing them. Now, how long have you been working with those affirmations?
It's going to be, they got in my head during devotion. That's when they got in my head. I don't remember when they got on paper, but I was cleaning. It's always when I'm cleaning, I find things, right? So I was cleaning and found some post-it notes. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to use these. And I said, let me write them now, because if I don't write them now, I'm going to forget later. So I went ahead and wrote them down, and then I said, okay, I'm going to stick them on the mirror. Okay, we're here. And But it was after devotions, but it's been up there for months. I really can't give you a real date, but it's months. That's what I can say.
Okay.
So it's brand new. It's brand new.
Okay. That's awesome. That is super awesome. Thank you so much for sharing again. All right? Okay. All right. Affirmations, hearing yourself these words will give you, it creates something within you. This is why I say to people, pray out loud. Praying out loud, you're using a couple of senses. You're using your voice, yes. You're also using your ears. You're actually hearing what you're saying. And then when you're speaking these words, you know, your words, this is what, you know, the Yoruba call ashe, word, energy. So when I'm saying all these beautiful, wonderful things about myself, the good and the bad are listening. So the negativity that just followed me in from the grocery, this negativity will hear me and will be like, oh, this one is serious. This one prays. This one has a relationship with God. I may not get no good food here. This may not be the place I need to be. You know what I'm saying? And positivity hears me. Positivity is going to be like, oh, this is a praying house. You know, that positivity is going to hear me say, oh, she knows how to keep God in her mouth, in her, close to her ears. Negativity doesn't even get a chance to settle in because she got something positive going on. She's, you know, either making prayer, saying positive to herself, saying positive to someone else. You know, I do counseling as a living. So, you know, doing this is like, this is closer to my dream, and that is working with people spiritually. But I counsel during the day, all day long, no matter who I'm counseling, all day long, I am developing understandings, and I'm telling people words that they're absorbing, and I'm listening. So many of them have this negative self-talk, and I'm like, you must remove that immediately. I will interrupt people. Excuse me. Okay. We don't need to reiterate X, Y, or Z. You have already said that three times, and you are not defined by your mistakes. When I do this at work, you know, in this prison, their mouth drops. They can't believe that. What do you mean, Miss Abdullah? I am nothing but a bunch of mistakes. No, you're bigger than that. You're more than that. It is so hard for them to wrap their hand around that. So the first thing we want to do when we're creating these affirmations, the first thing we want to do, we got to take that negative self-talk out of there, period. Negativity cannot be present in your mind as you're doing this. You know, sometimes some people will start affirmations with a negative thought that they're going to turn around to positive. I'm like, why turn it around? Just exit that out. We don't need that. We don't need it. Okay? So in creating your own affirmation, and we're going to start with that because I want you to get the rules. First thing you have to understand about affirmations, and I told you I wrote 3 new ones, right? I told you I wrote them in an area that I'm really not comfortable in. And I told you that I had to not only have these at my house, I also had to have them at my job. So first thing you have to do is really think about where you are, okay? Where are you? Where's your mindset at? And what can you believe in? Because to say affirmations, you know, I can't sit here and say I'm a purple dinosaur all day and all night. I'm not purple and I'm not a dinosaur. It's not believable. And chances are I'm going to be wasting time, one, confusing my spirit, two, and missing out on other real opportunities, okay? So we're going to let the purple dinosaur go. We don't have to reiterate that. We don't have to continue those lines of thinking because those lines of thinking are incorrect. Let go of the purple dinosaur and really start to think about something that you can believe in about yourself. Something that might need a little reinforcement, like these that I'm going to share, okay? When you're writing your affirmation, you want to keep it in the right here, right now, okay? Keep it in the present. We're not talking about, in 3 months. No, in 3 months, we'll worry about 3 months. Right now, we're talking about right now. Remember, these affirmations are planting a seed. They're planting a seed. We got to get ourselves ready, okay? When you plant a seed, usually you don't see it. The seed can't lay on top of the soil. The seed, for its own protection, there's birds ready to get it, caterpillars ready to eat it, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It can't just lay on top of the soil, all right? It has to actually be tucked away. So we're talking about planting a seed deep within yourself, all right? But it has to be for right now because tomorrow, you know, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow, there's a new tomorrow. So let's do it right now, all right? You have to use a verb, a motivating adjective or verb, okay? Some action. You want to see some action. We don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over. We want to see some action. So basically, we're telling the person is telling the soul, the spirit, instructions. And the soul and spirit hears these instructions. And it gets ready for these instructions. Okay, be positive. Now, I already said remove the negativity. But sometimes our self-talk can be very negative. You know, I mean, it's like, give me a hug. I know I'm hot and sweaty. Either just give me a hug. You don't have to announce that you're hot and sweaty. It's fine. If I want that hug, I'm going to get that hug. There are people like, you know, I had to break my diva sister out of this. Every time I'm like, ooh, girl, that dress looks nice. She's like, child, this old thing, I got this for $10 and blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, don't be trying to minimize my compliment. My compliment's big. It's a nice dress. All I need from you is a thank you and keep it pimping, you know? So there are times when we can actually be limiting ourselves in our words by not keeping them positive. Don't minimize. Even if you're like, oh, I got the greatest deal. I love this dress. But don't minimize it, you know. Okay. We have, and when you hear my affirmations, you will see. Be concise. Ask for it. No, don't beat around the bush. Ask for it. Demand it. State it. When your mind is there, your body will follow. When your spirit is there and has received this, it automatically starts working on it. Okay? You want to start with I am, or whatever you can do to put it in the current. Remember, we're here in the beginning. But this is I am. Why? I wish we were in a classroom. We're going to start doing some of these lives or whatever, because I want to be able to see people. And when I ask this question, because it's a great question, why? Why does it have to come after I am? Why is that important? Why is that even relevant? You know, once you study the great I am, you will understand how important I am is. Anything after I am is, no, that's a whole nother show. Okay. Stating I am is a whole statement. And what you put after that is so powerful. Okay? So I am, and then whatever this is, that really becomes you. It imprints on you. So we already know it's true, because it's not the purple dinosaur, okay? We know it to be true. We know ourselves to need it. We have, it starts off with I and mine. So we know that we're talking to ourselves. It's in a place where we're going to see it and be able to recognize it on a regular basis. They really, really, really do become powerful tools. Okay? Do you see where we're going? All right. So I want to share a couple of them, okay? I'm going to try not to over-explain them because I want to be able to get through a couple of them because I want people to have some tools tonight. Stop starting everything on Monday, okay? Mondays are great, but good grief. Some things you can start tonight. It's too easy. It has too strong of an impact. Okay? And I want to remind everybody, I want to hear your affirmations. Even if you think they're outdated. You know, because they might have been. You may have achieved the goal. Or you may have discovered, I need a little bit more. And so I would love to hear your affirmations or beginning affirmations. If you can't come up with one, it doesn't matter. Press one. We'll work on it together, okay? Let's think about this, okay? So the first affirmation that I want to share with everybody, and this is not one of mine, but I love it. I am comfortable saying no as a complete sentence. What? I am comfortable saying no as a complete sentence. Now, for me, someone who doesn't have boundary problems, I'm like, of course it's a complete sentence. I don't even have to honor you with the period. No. That's not always true, though. It's not always easy to say no. Sometimes people have expectations. Sometimes you feel guilty. All kinds of things can be going on there. The first part of that is I am comfortable. Even if you can get the no out, how many people are comfortable in the middle of the no? Nobody. Not many. Not many. So what this affirmation is doing is creating ease in saying no. It's not just saying no. It's not just about when to say no. It's not. It's about being comfortable in the middle of it. And why might that be important? Because if you're not comfortable, you're not going to do it. If it's going to make you break out and hide, you'll just be like, oh, just forget it. I'll do it. when that's really not the best thing for you. So we have to work on, do you see how this can help us? Do you see how that can plant a seed? And now every time I say, I hear the word no, that's it. Period. I don't have to go any further. And if someone is telling me no, that's it. They don't have to go any further. So we have to begin to understand how we can use these affirmations in a positive, okay? So one day, not one day, good grief. Another one that I liked when I was doing this research was, today I choose me. And I was like, whoa, super powerful. How many people can say, and so affirmations are to be said daily. I think they're best said in the morning. They really help to drive your day. They help to create awareness of how your day is to go. I think they're best said in the morning when your soil is fresh, when your spirit is kind of new. And today I choose me. So if it comes to me or the boss, got to be me. If it comes to me or this new quarantine vaccination rule they got for everybody in the world, I'm so sorry. I choose me. Today, tomorrow, tomorrow. I choose me. No matter where you are in this world, in this understanding, you have to choose you, okay? No one else can choose you wholeheartedly. Only you can. So this is where I'm talking about creating these affirmations. First, you have to believe it. Today, I choose me. How many people are really going to choose themselves? How many people are going to say, you know what, I'm important, I'm worthy, my needs come first, my needs are valid. You see, all these are affirmations, all of those are affirmations, okay? How many people are going to say those things and do those things? How are you going to show that? Today, I choose me. How do you show that? Sometimes to show it means that you may do something that may look selfish to everyone else. It doesn't matter. You have to choose you. Because chances are no one else will until you do. Okay? All right, so I've been telling y'all about these hard affirmations I got. I got three of them. So I want to share my first one. All right, first one. God blesses me abundantly, emotionally, financially, and my health is wealth. Okay? I hate talking about finances. Oh, I hate talking about finances. I hate asking God for finances. I mean, it's just not my favorite thing. It just makes me, but yet I know that I'm blessed. You know, I can't sit back and be like, oh, no, God, I don't ask you for the blessings that you promised me. Why not? We in it for the blessings. And right now, funds is how these blessings come about. You know? So when I'm out here, there, wherever, I'm in a lot of places. And I want to turn around and financially bless someone, I have to first have the blessing in my hand first. You know, a wonderful approach does a lot of giving, Because why? Because there's so many people, places, and things that need gifts, that need giving. All I want to do is be able to, when these situations come about, when I hear of somebody who's not going out to under where the bridge is, where the Mexicans and the Haitians are, but have about an extra 3 or 4 Mexicans or Haitians in their house using up the toilet paper, I want to be able to financially give, okay? Because I've had extra people in my house, and it's a lot of toilet paper. When I hear about earthquakes, when I hear about people losing everything they have, I want to be able to, you know, financially assist. And I do. But I can't do anything if I don't have anything. So let me go to the source. Let me go to where I know there's plenty, where God is abundant, where I know God can bless me, and I can turn around and bless others. I love that. So that's such a big part to me of the ministry. You know, I like to be hands-on. I want to experience people. I want people to be able to experience me. All that takes fun. So on one hand, yes, can God to bless me abundantly. But what I'm really saying is, God, I want to go do another guided meditation. What I'm saying is, God, I really want to go back to New Orleans. We had so much fun. I want to go and experience again and commune with those spirits and make it even bigger because now A Wonderful Approach is bigger. God, I want to do that. So I have to begin to really, and it makes me saying this for the past 2 months, I have had more accidental money coming to me. And I'm like, you know, money that I wasn't planning on. I mean, I'm thankful for it, but I wasn't planning on it. I didn't know how it was coming, but it came, and it came right on time. So it's like as I get more comfortable, as I begin to kind of wrap my hand around it, as I start to just practice it, coming. It's like I put it up in my antenna, and it's coming, okay? My second one, of course, it kind of goes with the first one. My second one, I am worthy of God's abundant blessings. I'm worthy. Now, this, let me tell you, tricky feeling. Worthy, worth. It can be so difficult to assess worth, to assess your worth. And I always say God's abundant because God has plenty. I'm not asking for God's last. There is no last. It's abundant for this affirmation. You can ask for this affirmation. I don't have to hoard this affirmation. No, because if you say it better than I say it, then God will bless you, and then I won't have. No, it's not a matter of that. It's an unlimited well. We can all drink. But you can't get anything if you don't see yourself worthy of that. You know, this is why they say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It's the truth. We can take you straight to God, the source, all the blessings around you. If you don't see it, you don't see it. If you haven't deemed yourself worthy, you will not be able to take advantage of it. So this is why this is my second affirmation. I am worthy. I want to be worthy. I want to know, and I'm not asking about God's worth. God has grace. God will bless me for no reason. God will protect you even when you're wrong. And I'm not advocating being wrong, but I'm just saying we have grace with God. God is merciful. Thank goodness. Because us humans, we would have been wiped off the face of the earth if God wasn't merciful, if God wasn't loving, kind, generous, all these things? Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about God looking at me like I'm worthy. I'm talking about me looking at me like I'm worthy. I'm speaking to myself, right? Okay? Number three, and I'm telling you, all three of these things hit me in the jugular, okay? These are three of the hardest affirmations for me, okay? Doing these affirmations was one of the stretches. You know, God did some real stretching with me, some real pruning. It cut off some things I didn't need. I thought I needed that, but obviously I don't. God asked me to do some things I've never done before. I thought maybe there'd be another better person for it, but no. God said, I don't care who may be better. I asked you to do it. So these affirmations are stretching me, but yet they're so necessary. Okay. Number three, I am standing in my power right now to receive my blessing. What? I'm standing in my power? Every time I read it, I'd be like, Lord, you forgive me. But I have to say it like this. I got to stand in my power. I got to stand in my power. I am standing. You know, that's so, to me, aggressive. I am standing in my power right now to receive my blessing. Standing in my power right now. So to me, this was just like, oh my God, can you say that? Can she say that? And the answer, of course, is yes. Yes, I can stand in my power. Yes, I need to always stand in my power right now. That means I'm not waiting, you know. We have to wait every other week to get a paycheck, right? Or maybe once a month or however it goes. But some waiting involved sucks. Super sucks, right? When you say I'm standing in my power right now, that's not waiting till Friday to get paid. That's not waiting till it's convenient for someone to get around to. No, that's not what that energy is. That energy is empowering yourself right now as you speak to receive your blessings. This is holding your hand out. And for me, I don't hold my hand out. I will lift my skirt, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, go put it in the fullness of my skirt. I'm ready for my blessings. Standing in my power. I'm standing on the strength of God. I'm standing on the contract and the covenants that I've taken. I'm standing on all that. I'm standing on my ancestors' shoulders. I am standing in my power. How strong of a statement is that? You know, this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about when I say we've got to work in our power. We have to, that's why, to me, that's why affirmations are these magic words, okay? Because we have to be able to say, hey, look, if I'm going to plant a seed inside, it's going to be a strong seed. Everybody's going to know this seed. Seed is going to be a force. And I can't tell my seed, oh, it's okay. You know, just get there when you get there. No, don't get there when you get there right now. So when you start creating those understandings, now do you see why these affirmations really took me out? Now do you see why they were so powerful to me? I mean, they were absolutely demanding. demanding me to recognize, are you standing in your power? They demanded that I look into that. They demanded that I look into, hey, are you truly working on your worthiness? Do you know what your worth is? All of these things I had to stop and think. And where I felt a little, I had to go back and reaffirm myself and say, hey, look, you have to try this thing again. This would, you know, I've said many a time, hey, I don't want to hear no thinking. I say it all the time. I won't let you talk negative. Because you speaking negative impacts me, impacts all of us. I have even my ears receiving it. My ears be like, return to sender. We don't even want those words buzzing around our head. I don't even want to have the knowledge I received those words. Okay? So those are my three groundbreaking, earth-shattering affirmations. This is what I have at my desk, the desk I get that pays me. At my job, I have written, God is where my abundance comes from. Don't get it twisted. Now, if God uses you to pay me, then that's wonderful. But don't sit here and think that you are the originator of my blessings, because you're not. God is. This is where I have to sit back and say, every morning, standing in my power, every time I say it, something in me stands up. It has to. You know, in my family, I have handicaps. In my lineage, I have ancestors that dealt with some real handicaps. So the idea of, like, I would never ride in one of those little, you know, the grocery store has those little shopping things to help. Nope. I remember one time I felt like my knee was going out. And, I mean, I had a cane and everything. This was 10 years ago I walked with a cane. So I had a cane and I'm walking slow. And this old nasty lady, this lady was mean. She came up to me, you need one of those little scooters? I looked at her, no. She said, I know, that's right. You better holler yourself down there and get your food. I'm like, thank you, I think, you know. But what she was trying to say to me is don't get comfortable with a handicap. Don't get comfortable, you know, cheating your way through. Don't get comfortable at all. Be uncomfortable, but strengthen your leg and go on down there and do what you need to do. So for me, 10 years ago, even walking was a new thing. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of stuff. So that comes from being determined in your head and knowing what you can do and knowing what you can't do. Right? So we spoke about how to create them. Staying in the positive. Let it be believable. And everybody, you know, give me a call, press one, let me know. Was it too long? Was it not clear enough? But I think it don't get no clearer than this right here. But those are my affirmations, all right? Let me share some more that I found online, okay? And I like these. I like these because these are things that at one point in time, I think everyone had to say to themselves, okay? I realize I am more than my circumstances. You know I had to pick that one. How many times do we get caught up in circumstances? I mean, I work in a prison. It's nothing but circumstances, okay? Nothing but issues, nothing but challenges. And every day I have to tell them, you're more than that. You're more than just the sum of your mistakes. But like this affirmation says, I realize. So it doesn't matter if I get it. Mama 7 loves you. Mama 7 loves you so much, I don't even see those circumstances. But like this affirmation says, I realize. The person has to realize it. Powerful, powerful. Okay, another one. I love the skin I'm in. But there are times when we don't. There's times when we overfocus on pimple here, pimple there, where we overfocus on the extra 20 pounds. I remember right before I hit 40 and lost all this weight and lost, you know, I think close to 60 pounds, 70 pounds. And I was at that gym every day, lovingly working out and taking care of myself. I never beat myself up. I figure there's enough other things to beat you up. You don't have to beat yourself up. You see what I'm saying? So you can love the skin you're in while you drink more water. You can love the skin you're in while you make sure to get extra sleep so that you don't have these crazy looking bags under your eyes. You can love the skin you're in while working to improve it. You know, if you really love something, you'll take care of it. So take care of yourself as you love yourself. I can tell who loves themselves. I can tell when people are in a state of loving themselves, okay? It's a state. It shows. It's so incredibly obvious when you're loving yourself, okay? All right, I want to get to a couple more. But don't forget, you press 1 if you want to share one that has meant something to you, okay? One I love, I will speak, and that's talking in the future, positive words and think positive thoughts no matter the situation. I'm good at that. Then you, in college, I was the silver lining queen. People would call me, hey, got this situation. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I would take my time and say, all right, rather than focus on this, do this, let's do this. Oh, that's a great idea. No matter what, there can be something positive that comes from it. I remember dear Ogun Leti, Ogun priestess, my mom's best friend, in a horrible cut-up. She cut up, so we'd be trying to have serious work, and she would say something, and I start laughing, and it's all over with, right? And she had cancer, and she transitioned. And she used to always say she was overweight. She said, well, hold on. I ain't going nowhere until I get to this size, whatever size it was. And, you know, she just kept speaking about, you know, all the weight she was losing. She said, well, I'm finally losing that weight. And we're like, okay, Ozuletu, we got it, we got it. And, you know, her disposition, she never got down. She used to always, oh, I got work to do, so come on, hurry up. I got to get this work done. So even as she was dealing with cancer, she, you know, she's cracking jokes about her weight and everything. So there's always a positive way to speak about things. She was great on it. She used humor and herself as humor. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't afraid to be part of the joke, you know. But, yeah, she always used humor to ease the situation. I love it. Today will be a productive day. I work a job. I have business. I have books. I have days where I feel like I have accomplished the world. And then there's days where I look around and me and the cat are in the same spot we were in 2 hours ago. I'm like, how did this happen? How did this happen? So we have to begin to work on, is your day productive? What makes a productive day? I can go to work, bang it out. Oh, my God. Everyone loves my work, everything else. But if I don't do no wonderful approach work, I ain't done nothing. That's a wasted day, in my opinion. I have to do a wonderful approach work every day. You know, that's just talking with somebody. That's just forwarding a link. That's some, no matter what, I have to put some work in a wonderful approach. A wonderful approach is a job. It's an organization. It's a ministry. It's a passion. I have to do something in it. That's a productive day. So even when we're saying this affirmation, today will be a productive day, what makes it a productive day for you? You know, there's no secret. I am really, really doing, well, since devotion, you know, that was a very powerful devotion. Oh, my God. I'm looking forward to next year. You know, I have not been with hard sodas since then. I had a soda. I had a Pepsi. I was in Connecticut. I had a Pepsi. And I looked at that Pepsi like, what is this? You know, it was the sugary therapist thing I've ever – I said, what? And it was so funny because as I'm trying to drink the Pepsi, there were bees also trying to drink the Pepsi. So I ended up having to give my Pepsi to the bees. But I recognized, when was the last time you had a real soda? And it was devotions. I gave it up in devotions, didn't pick it back up. I am doing a lot of work with my temple. This temple got to get cleaned out. It got to get ready. Got to get ready for the big 5-0. We're going vintage style, okay? Got to get ready. In order to get ready, what does that mean? It means you got to eat right, you got to exercise. So when I say productive day, I got two questions. Three. Have you done your wonderful approach work? What have you done for your temple? Whether it's 15 minutes floor exercises, walk around the block, ate some extra vegetable. What did you do for your temple? And then last, what have you done for your personal spirit? That makes a productive day for me. What have you done? Did you study something? Awesome. Have you studied something? Have you made this happen? So when we start talking about the work that we do and how we're going to make these things happen, that's my productive day, okay? So this is how we're going to make these things happen in our life, okay? I choose to do great things. What's the word there? I choose. I choose. That means that's acknowledging you got a choice and you do. Oh my goodness. But I choose to do great things could be loving your neighbor. I choose to do great things can be taking care of your children. Whatever you consider great, make the choice to do it. Be whole with yourself to do it. Today, I will have a kind heart. Okay? Today I will have a kind heart. How beautiful is that? I have a caller that would like to share, and I love hearing my caller share online. So hold on for just one second. Greetings. Welcome to the program. Come a little closer to the phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, come a little closer to the phone.
Okie dokie. I'm sorry. I had you on my Bluetooth. So I was going to say, this is Sister Nisi. Greetings to everybody. I hope everyone had a wonderful Wednesday in white.
Yes. Yes. Thanks so much for calling in, my dear.
Yes, yes, yes. So I love the program. I love, you know, the focus on the positivity in life. And as I'm transitioning into some different elevations in my own life, I have some affirmations that I, you know, picked up along the way. And so one of my favorites is I Am One with the Universe and Infinite Impossibilities. And sometimes we limit our own growth and our own, you know, avenues and things. So
yes.
I say this to remind myself that there is always an outlet. There's always something that maybe I'm not seeing the particular way. There's always a way for this to work, even though I may, you know, be blindsided at the moment and kind of get stuck in myself. I have infinite possibilities. This universe is vast. There are things that no one has seen and probably will never, ever see, but God knows that they're there. And the simple fact that they exist because he created them means that I have an abundance of outcomes. So I don't have to settle for the one I'm currently in. So my next one is one that I am really working with because I'm used to doing everything myself. And so my next one is I am not weak for asking for help. And I'm still working on that. Like, even in this past week, I've had I had people call and be like, okay, look, what's happening with you? Because, you know, people talking to me. I need to know what's going on. So I have to get that within my own person, like down to the cellular level, that I am not weak, because I've spent my entire lifetime convincing myself that asking for help is a sign of weakness. So now I have to do all of those things because that's what I program myself to do. So I have to go back and, you know, fix all of those things that, you know, I allow to get messed up and mucked up along the way, because that's not how God created me. God created me to be, you know, an asset to those around me. We're one whole unit. We may be individuals, but if we individually do not come together collectively, we're going to destroy exactly what God created. So I have to ask my sister for help. I have to ask my brother for help. I don't know everything, and you don't know everything. That's why we have sisters and brothers, for those people to help us along the way about the things we don't know. So I am not weak for asking for help.
Amen.
As I'm walking in my queenship, my third one is I am one of God's most beautiful creations and a gift to this time and space.
Love it. Love it. Now tell me what you two have to do. Tell me what the queenship has to do with walking that path like that.
As a child who has different elements of my spirituality, I'm just not from this place. I remember things about my lifetime that have preceded me. And knowing those things and dealing with those things over the course of years, I had a problem with getting stuck or wanting to revert back to those times and space. But that wasn't anything productive to my time and place in this lifetime, my time and place in, you know, the people that I transitioned through to get to this side. This is the lifetime that I was given. And this is the lifetime that I'm expected to live, because I came here to learn something. I came here to be a gift. I came here to reach my ultimate self. Okay. So until I do what I'm supposed to do and, you know, be of service the way that I'm meant to be of service, I won't be able to transition and do the things that are ahead of me. You can't go forward looking backwards.
Nope.
So
you sure can.
So not only am I a gift to this time, I'm a gift to myself, because I'm learning something to put in my arsenal to go forward. So as I pick up all of my pieces of armor, I have to be present, because you never know what may be around the corner. If I'm looking backwards, I won't see the pitfall that's in front of me that I could easily
jump over.
No, I'm going to walk right into it.
That's right.
And so then I have to deal with getting out of the pitfall and deal with any of the injuries and things that came along with me falling because I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be present in this lifetime, in this time, in this space, and learn all the things that I need to learn, help all the people that I need to help, and most importantly, help myself do better so that I don't have to come back to this lifetime again.
Yes. Amen. How wonderful.
So,
well, that's affirmations. That is affirmations, and we need it, and we need those positivities. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for sharing ones that mean something to you. Ones that you've had to cultivate in your life, in your understanding. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing, honey.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Peace.
Peace.
Power. Those are power tools, family. Power tools. And I love the way, you know, both Sister Melissa and Sister Nisi, it has to have meaning for them. It has to have meaning for them. This is something, and this is the last affirmation I'm going to say because we have to walk into our prayer time. When we make prayer, it makes everything better. It is the seal to what we are trying to accomplish, okay? I love this affirmation here, and I want all of a wonderful approach. You have to write this down somewhere. I will not apologize for being myself. You know, we can even take this not out and say, I am authentically myself. You know what I'm saying? We've got to begin to be good and comfortable with who we are. And once we do that, then affirmations is like, of course I'm going to say positive things to myself. When you begin to understand, like Sister Nisi said, I am a collective spiritual understanding. I'm a collective. I'm not just one thing. And everyone has their own mix. Stop apologizing for who you are. Give yourself permission to be authentically you. That's one thing about a wonderful approach. We don't need cookie cutter. We don't have cookie cutter. Everyone, from the beginning, the middle, and the end, everyone is unique. Everyone is different. Everyone has their own, whatever they bring to the table, and I love it because I'm learning. I'm learning from each of you. So that uniqueness, the authenticness, please don't ever apologize for it. Don't dim that. We need that to shine. Okay. Honorable mention. I choose my path to happiness. Honorable mention. I will spend dedicated time pouring into myself. We do that every Wednesday. Honorable mention, I will be open to opportunities. And lastly, honorable mention, I am to see another day. I'm thankful to see another day. When I go to sleep on Wednesdays, usually because my Wednesday starts at 4, and it goes to bed when spirit lets me go. When I wake up on Thursday, I don't care what time I have to wake up. I am so thankful to be on Thursday. That means I survived Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So glad to be there. So we're going to wrap up this program with a heartfelt prayer. We always add prayer at the end of the show because, again, God changes things. Prayer changes things. We want things to be positive. That's our goal, to be that lighthouse of hope, love, acceptance, all of kindness, charity. You know, this is our, we are the lighthouse, shining light. And sometimes in places where there is none. Sometimes the work we do because no one else does it. Sometimes the work we do is because it's honorable work, even if you're going to get bit. Okay? So, heartfelt prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly, thanking you for sharing with us and having us share with others the wonderful tools of affirmation. God, we promise not to take your word, your work, lightly. You give us these powerful tools so that we can use them to better our life, better our existence. We will, God. God, I ask that you remain patient with us as we begin to put these positive things in place, knowing our heart, knowing our intention, knowing our desires. Please continue to work with us, God, so that we can continue to build where it is positive. We can continue to build where it is necessary. We'll continue to build ourselves. We want strong vessels. So, God, when you call on us, we will be strong vessels. God, we want to prepare ourselves, our spirits, our temples, our hearts, our minds. We need to prepare our tongues. We need to prepare everything so that as we're moving forward, God, as we're getting better with ourselves, with our community, with our family, as we're getting closer to you, God, we ask that you continue to hold us tight. We ask that you continue to guide us individually and collectively. We ask that you continue to make clear what is unclear. God, we ask that you continue to be our partner in understanding. God, we ask that you continue to bless all those that need it. God, I ask that you continue to watch over those that are in hospitals. Please commission your angels to bring healing to the sick, bring peace of mind to those families impacted by sickness, by drought, by natural disasters, by fire, by tornadoes. God, we're asking that you continue to watch over us in every way possible. Every way possible. And we will get better here by creating positivity, by, you know, letting our light shine, by letting positive things go up our antenna and allowing the negativity to stay outside, allowing it to get brushed off, okay, God? We ask these things in your name, knowing that your word is always full, knowing that God's word does not come back void, knowing that God is not the author of confusion. We know that these things can be answered and more. We know that every single positive affirmation that we say has the possibility to come true because you, God, have given us the ability to ask for our heart's desire. We only ask that it is pleasing to you, that our offerings on Wednesday of wipes and fasting and prayer are received, and that our energy is managed in the correct way. We ask these things in your name, God. Amen.